Hello, Happy New Year. This is a message of hope and healing, and it's Barb, and I'm just so thankful to be here with you and share a message of God's love with you today. I've been thinking as we start the new year, so many people will come up with resolutions for the new year, things they want to put into place, things they want to leave behind or to grow larger. And mine is to help understand how it is that we find our hope and our healing. It's how I start the message every time. This is a message of hope and healing. How do we do that? Mine is to understand that I use this daily devotional, and at the end of the year, it has ended. The devotional ending is not the same as my devotion ending. My devotion is just beginning. So if I devote myself to what God has for me this day with a heart that is filled with appreciation for the gifts given me, I believe that that's the way for me to explore and to find hope and healing. I always try to share what I've learned in the week since we spoke last, what has inspired me through my devotion and through prayer. And I've been sick this week. Some of you that know me well know that. I got sick the day after Christmas, and it has pretty much stayed with me. So there's been two things that as this week as I have been sick, that I believe that I've learned and I want to share with you. One is how incredibly hard it is to be still. And by that, I mean to stop, to truly stop the things that you do, the busyness of your day, and to rest in what God has for us. By that, I mean to fill our mind with our prayers and our devotion, and not to just continue listening to those internal thoughts in your head that can become words that come out of your mouth, that become gestures and actions that you are doing, but to wait and to be still and to be filled with what God would have for us and have us to say and to do. It's Psalm 46:30 that says, "Be still and know I am God." So incredibly hard to be still and to wait. That was the first thing that I learned. The second was, once you receive the gifts that God gives you, when you will wait on God and you will be still, once you receive the gift, you will just say, it can't get any better. But it does. You wait and there's more. Remember those commercials that I would always say, but wait, there's more. In this, there is truth. In being devoted and being a follower of Jesus Christ, wait, wait, be quiet, be still, because there's more. When you receive the gift God has given you, the unconditional love that He has given you through a path by the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, you will reach to help others. And when you do, you will discover, in fact, that you are helped. This week, the best that I felt all week was when I was in prayer for other people. That is when I felt lifted. And you're like, wait, I don't have the strength to lift someone else right now. But by those actions that I was being filled with, right? Because I said, once you receive the gift, you're still, you wait on God, and you receive the gift. That gift is then what you are asked to give on. And it says it. It says it so clearly in 2 Corinthians verse 1. It says, He comforts us in all of our troubles. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Amen. That's it. When you help, you are being helped. When you give the hope. You are hopeful. When you give the support and the lifting, you are lifted. Amen. It was that time where I bound together in a support group with people I did not know who were praying together for someone in need. And it was during those moments that I felt the best I felt all week. And I began to call that the prayer cycle. And the reason I called it the prayer cycle is because I'm going to share something so crazy with you. And maybe some of you know it, but I'm going to bet that most of you don't. As I was feeling pretty bad this week, I looked up a few things. And in the congestion in your head and stuff, and how your nose is blocked up, I know you all understand that. But do you know your nose runs on something called the nasal cycle? And if anybody wants to get back to me and say, oh yeah, Barb, I knew that, I would love to hear that. I am 65 years old. I have never heard of the nasal cycle. And what it is it says about every 2 to 6 hours, the airflow naturally shifts from one nostril to the other. One is more open, the other is slightly more closed or congested. It happens, it says, because turbinates, which are the spongy tissue inside the nose, gently swell on one side and they shrink on the other. But the reason you don't notice that is because you're feeling fine. Because how this works, this nasal cycle, this mechanism that happens, it's normal. But when you don't feel well, it just becomes amplified. Doesn't that happen to us so many times? That's when we feel things or notice things or things become heavier. It's the way your nose works. And that's why, you guys, and I'm really kind of tickled to share this one with you, it's why you'll say one side is blocked when you don't feel well, and all of a sudden you'll say, wait, no, it's the other side that's all blocked up. It's because the nasal cycle shifted. It's the nasal tissues responding appropriately. But when everything else is just going along, you don't notice that. You don't notice how it's working. I loved taking the nasal cycle and beginning to see the prayer cycle. I began to see this whole opening when you were called and you were praying for others, and how I could breathe deeper and how I could feel that peace and how I too could be lifted. I saw the prayer cycle. I saw the shifting. We need to open up. We need to understand this nasal cycle has its way, but God has the prayer cycle way. We don't even need to know how things work. We just need to know who it is, who is the healer. We need to know that what happens when we pray for others, what happens when we reach out to help, what happens when we give that comfort that we have been given. Amen. What happens is we are discovering hope and healing. So, blame it on the fever, blame it on the lack of sleep, but I will tell you, this week I discovered a truth, and that is, I'm going to tell you to take 2 prayer cycles and call the true healer anytime you're in need. Amen. Let us pray. Just take a moment. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Dear Heavenly Father, let us breathe in the gifts. Let us breathe in the comfort that you have given us. Let us breathe in the gift of your Son. Let us draw in that strength and that peace and that unconditional love. And Lord, may we now breathe out the comfort that is measured by you. The comfort that we give, that when you bless that, becomes extraordinary, takes our ordinary words and makes them into a blessing for another. We love you, Lord. We love you. And I will enjoy and laugh and think about the nasal cycle this week coming. But more what I will do, and what I pray that we will all do, is be still and rest in you. Find our peace, find the strength only given through you, and begin to understand where we find hope and healing. In Jesus' name, amen.